Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, let's get it over with. Spring them on. Kevin Todd Sports on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Go ahead.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Go ahead, Gloat. Let's hear
here
it.
He is.
I've been trolling you guys all weekend. Yep. Listen, you need a good lawyer, Dirk, to sue Brandon or what?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm filing a lawsuit.
It's over. Throw the towel in the golf club.
It's three games.
It's ridiculous. With friends like you, who needs enemies?
Do you know where you were at this exact point last year when we did this contest? Do you know where you were?
Yeah, it was one game out of first.
No, you were five. You were five.
It doesn't matter.
Was I telling you to pack it in?
It doesn't matter last year. It's this year, baby.
You're right. I already got my golf clubs. You're right. It is.
Whoa,
it's all.
Whoa.
Oh my God, he doesn't care anything about
you. He doesn't care at all, does he? Why the hell did I gamble on? I gambled on the wrong damn horse.
He's the worst friend. I would sue him, get him fired, do whatever you can. Sexual harassment, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, he does look at me weird all the time.
It's certainly not going to be sexual harassment of all complaints. Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. All right, I got a question for you.
What do I have? A 2-game lead or 3-game lead?
You have a 3-game lead.
Do you want to pick all 4 games? Or do you want to stick to the game plan? 3 games.
No. Hold on. It's opening up the avenue here to either bury me or allowing me to come back.
I think this question has to do with how much faith
but
do
it's
I have
up
in my
to colors. Andy because they're his golf clubs that are on fire right now.
You're right. All right, now hold on. Are we just picking the 4 games, or can you make
the
4 picks?
4 games, side in total, only football. I won't throw in my basketball winner because that's what's been crushing you.
Well, here's the tough part, though, is how many games are you guys going to pick that are the same?
Because that was my thing, KT, is we might like some of the same games, so let me just throw this at you to consider. Would you allow any other game-involved bets to take place now going forward? Like, if you love the Packers,
only
for example.
Only sides and totals, no props.
Okay. Because I love the Packers. I have a feeling you're picking the Packers this
weekend. Oh, I already do. I love them.
Yeah. He's all over.
You like the Bills or the Chiefs? Yeah.
Listen to me. I love every favorite this weekend. There, it's out of the bag.
Okay, yeah, right.
let the cat right. out.
And there's only
let's
one.
Get it out of the bag. Yeah. Every favorite this weekend, and I'm going to give you reasons why. So what do you want to do, Andy? You make the call.
Let's do 4, because I got this. I need a Hail Mary here, okay? I got 3 weeks
Mary.
Left.
And you
I'm
need
down,
to get, what's his name, Hopkins, but he's on the DL.
I know. I'm down 3 games. I need a Hail Mary, so I'm going to go all in.
I am taking every favorite this weekend. I don't care what happened last weekend. Mm-hmm. It's very listen, lesson learned. It's very tough to win on the road. Even though San Francisco won on the road, they did give Dallas the chance to come back because of the stupid mistakes by Jimmy G. That being said, I absolutely love Green Bay this weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay? Lay the 6 points, folks. I don't care. The score, I think, was 30-28 this year when they played. Jimmy G's not 100%. They got 3 defensive guys for San Francisco that aren't 100%. Right now, they're doubtful. And listen, who would you rather have your money on, bottom line? Rodgers or Jimmy G? You know what the G stands for? Girl. Forget about it. Give me Aaron Rodgers all day. Lay the 6 points here with Green Bay. I see a double-digit win.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's pick number 1. I'm just assuming you're just going to keep going on this trend, all favorites?
Right down the line, baby.
So you're taking Kansas City, too?
Love Kansas City in this matchup.
All right.
They're playing at home.
There's your chance.
Home
That's my chance.
Home field advantage in the playoffs is very crucial. Trust me. I'm telling you. Not many road teams have went on the road, especially winning. Like, it has to be like 3 or 4 games for in order for Buffalo to win it to make it to the Super Bowl. The fact that the travel, the weather, forget about the weather because Buffalo plays in the same weather as Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my chances here with the revenge factor for Kansas City. Getting beat, I believe they played in Kansas City this year and lost, I think it was 32-20 or something like that. It was really a really bad loss for Kansas City. But remember, Kansas City started out slow. I think they were 3-5. Now they got a chance to go back to the Super Bowl, which I do think they are. I like Kansas City in this spot with revenge. I think the line is 2, correct?
It is a 2, yep. So we got those lines at the same.
Green Bay's got revenge, too. Don't forget, they got housed
2 years ago in the NFC
by San Francisco in that NFC Championship game.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll just let you keep going, KT. What do you think about the other two games?
For the other two games, I am taking Tampa Bay for the cardinal rule is, number one, you don't bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. I know that the Rams shellacked him this year in the Rams. But listen, Tom Brady at home. And listen, folks, trust me when I tell you this. There is no way that the Rams are going to get 140 yards rushing against this defense. Not happening. That means Stafford's going to have to throw the ball. That's good for at least 2 to 3 picks, 1 pick 6. Tom Brady's the GOAT. We all know that. You don't bet against him. Even if you lose, it's still a good loss. Give me Tom Brady here. Lay the 2.5 at home.
Okay, and then the last one. You think Tennessee can do it, huh? Just because Derrick Henry's
back? Everybody is talking about Cincinnati this, Cincinnati that. No one's giving Tennessee a chance. But let me ask you guys this. Why did the odds makers make this line 3.5? Laying a little bit more than a field goal, begging you to take Cincinnati with the hook. Listen, Cincinnati's last 6 games that they've been in the playoffs on the road, they're 0-6 against the spread. Now, they are getting Derrick Henry back, but let's face it, we don't know how great he's going to be. He's been out for a while on an injury. But the backup running back is just as good. So listen to this. With Derrick Henry in the lineup, they're 6-2. Without Derrick Henry in the lineup, they're 6-3. The home field advantage here is going to be huge. Remember, Joe Burrow's never been on the road for a playoff game. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what he's up against. Tennessee's defense is a little skeptical because they did give up 28 points to Houston in the last game of the season when they were up 21-0. But, guys, this is a playoff game. I don't think they're going to be lackadaisical here. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Tennessee.
Okay, he's taking all the favorites. So he's on Green Bay -6, Tennessee -3.5, or -3, excuse me. The Bucs -3, and the Chiefs -2. Here's where the records are at. KT, you're at 33-24, 3-0 weekend last weekend, hitting on Wisconsin, Buffalo, and San Francisco.
I thought it was 31-24 going into the week.
No, you were 30-24 going into last weekend.
Well, going into the weekend because that Wisconsin-Ohio State game happened on Thursday, so he had already had a win.
By the time we used...
Okay, so you gave me that win already. I gave you the win on the account.
Yeah, on Twitter, I gave you that win, yeah.
Well, we tweeted it out.
Yep. 9 games above 500. Yes. That's pretty good.
You're 33-24. Sprague is at 30-26-1. So you're technically 2.5 games, give
or take. That's not bad, you know, KT. That's a good record, though, right?
You're hanging on. You're hanging on.
Is 9 games better than 7 games? I don't know. I mean, what school? I don't know what school you went to.
Are you winning money? Am I winning money? Come on. You went to MIT.
We're
all
winning money, correct.
All right, well, we got the picks down. We're doing 4. I like this. It's giving me a chance. I'm not loving the attitude of my co-host. He doesn't seem to be taking this very seriously. Doesn't seem to be feeling the pain that I'm feeling about losing my golf clubs.
No, I'm going to win this weekend.
It's causing me a lot of angst.
Well, Andy, you have a chance to catch up a lot of ground on me.
I got a shot.
We're doing 4 games. So if I was to go like 1-3 and you were to go 3-1, but I know you like Green Bay, so I don't know what to tell you.
Don't worry. I'm going to fade some of your picks just to fade you because I think you're going to have a bad weekend.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to do it. All right. Well,
we have how many more weeks after this?
2 more.
So if I sweep this week and you lose, it's over.
It could be over.
No, not technically. We got prop bets for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. We got this bet. What do we just make up? What do we just flip a coin?
This is what we do.
You
we
sound
make up
like
the rules
somebody that's nervous that you might pay for golf clubs twice.
If it comes down to the last week, Andy, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to let Brandon pick the games, and I'm just going to go against him.
Ooh.
Okay.
So he has to win in order for you to get your club.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
All right.
That's fair.
Good enough?
That's good enough. Yeah. Well, we let you glow it.
I'm doing everything to give you golf clubs. I can't even give them to you.
I know. You're trying. You're trying, KT. I appreciate it.
You know what they say? Nothing good is ever free, and nothing free is ever good.
You ever read the book, The Tortoise and the Hare?
I'm giving to you.
You ever read The Tortoise and the Hare, KT?
And just throw my money out the window and maybe you'll be behind me to get it?
Oh, dear Lord. All right, KT. We got to go. We'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
Excellent. By the way, was I the biggest troll this weekend?
You were good. It was pretty good on Twitter.
I hate you.
Goodbye, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.